We begin Perek Teshiva, the 9th chapter in the Dam, Zichus Gezeil Vaveden, the laws of stealing and of a lost object, and the Sefer Nezikin, in the book of damages. Where in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding stealing property, real estate, someone's land. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding causing a loss to the land. Hagozel karka mechavei revefsida. Someone steals land from his friend and he causes damage. Kugoyin shachava babayris. He digs cisterns, shichin, trenches, ma'oris, caverns. He cuts the trees, or he destroys the springs of Haras Abinyan, he demolishes the buildings. So he has to give him back to maintain for him a house or a field that as it was when it was stolen. Or at least paying back the monetary value of what he ruined. But if it got ruined by its own, by itself, there was a river that flooded. Or it got burnt with a fire that just came down from heaven. So then they could tell to the victim, what's yours in front of you? Why? As we said in the previous parak, the land always is maintained in the position and possession of its original owner. And therefore there's no responsibility of the loss on him, because this is a einus, and you can't hold the gazel liable for that. Only if he crawls the ruin actively with his own hands. Now, that's specifically for karka. Which actually would not be the case by movable items, because they're actually, with the kinyanim, he actually acquires the stolen object, and it's in his possession, and therefore whatever happens is his own fault, because he has to give back what he stole. Like we explained, in contrast to karka, which is not stolen, therefore it's only what he actively did, but something that was beyond his control, he's actually not liable for. Halacha Beis, regarding, let's say the king confiscates the land from the gazel. So gazel sod of a nigzal min. Let's say someone steals a field and then it's stolen from him. There's strong people, they take it away with the force of the king. So it depends. Imak is medina, if this is a statewide, countrywide problem, let's say the king is confiscating the fields and the homes of everyone there in the country. So I'm a loy, then he could tell the owner, Harishal Chalav Nech, what's yours is in front of you, because that's an einus. But Memach Mas HaGazlan, but if let's say it's taken because it's his, the Gazlan's possessions, so Chayav L'Hamad Loi Sod Aches, then he has to pay him back another field, because it was because of him that it happened. That is his own fault. Let's say the king forces the Gazlan, and he tells him like this. He says, Hari Lonu Koma Shesh L'cha, you have to show us everything that you own, that's yours. The head of Sadazusha Gazal Bakhlasadis, and he shows this stolen field as one of his fields. And the king confiscates it. He has to then give back to the victim a field just like this, or its monetary value, because again the land was taken because of the Gazan. It's not oinus, it was something that he caused. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the payment of the collection of the payment of this, what was stolen from and in land. So Gazal saw the Vefsid Biyadai. Let's say someone stole a field and he actively caused it to get ruined. So as we said, he's liable for that. So Kishabal has saw the Gaibis, the Meimash and Hibsid Gazan. So when the owner of the field collects the value of what the Gazan had ruined, Gaiva Isan, he collects that value, that debt, Minuchasim Nechayrin, only from the properties that are available that are still in the domain of the Gazan himself. Because that's like an oral loan, where people don't know about this. And anyone who bought from this quote-unquote borrower, or in this case the Gazan, doesn't know that there's a debt outstanding over here. So therefore, that you could only collect from him, not from things that he sold off. But let's say the Gazan already went to court, and he was already obligated by the courts to pay for what he stole. So now the word is out there, and that's almost like a loan in the document where everyone knows, and then someone comes and buys from the Gazan, and then the Gazan sells it to someone else. So then you could collect from those incoming properties, from those that he sold, because you knew, and there was a lien already on his property, and therefore the guy, the victim, could collect from this buyer. Halacha hey, Gazal saw the v'ochel perisah. Someone stole a field, and he ate the produce on the field. So Mashalm kol perisah ochel nechasim nechayin. As the same idea, he has to pay the produce that he ate from his available properties, because again, people don't know this that he owes. Now, Gazal v'yishpiach, let's say he stole and he increased the value of the property. He was taking care of this stolen property. So someone that we evaluate for him, as we're going to explain, he has the lower hand in either way, as follows. If the increase in the value is more than how much he's put into the property, So the only thing he collects from the victim is how much money he spent, not how much it went up in price. Then might tell you, and actually, if he spent more than what he actually increased the value of the property, he only gets from what he spent the amount of how much it increased the value. So either way, he gets the least of both. What happens if a person steals a field and he sells it, and that person does that? So let's say he steals a field and he sells it to someone else. Now the buyer goes and increases the value of this field. Now, since he didn't know that the land was stolen, so it's very different than when the gazan is mashbiached, and he's actually going to get back all of the increase that he put into this property. Now, if the increase is more than how much he spent, so he's going to get back the shevach. But it goes like this: how much he invested into the property, he's going to get back from the owner of the field, because that's actually what he invested. The principal with the rest of how much he increased the value, which he has to get compensated for, that is going to collect from the gazan, from the robber himself. Halacha zayin, hakeren, the principal that we said before that the consumer collects from the gazlan, that's goyvim nechasim shabbatim. That can be collected from encumbered properties because that's what he bought from him, and everyone knows that there's insurance for what he sold to him. And that's on all his other properties. Whoever bought after that, he could collect from them. But the rest of the increase that he was busy, he made stone and he made it look beautiful, all that other things, that he could only collect from the chasim necharin. That we say to also collect from the gazan. That's only from the gazan's own private, not sold properties. And the reason for that is because that's not something that you know how much that's going to be. So anyone who's buying from someone who once sold a field before, if you tell me that the shvach could be collected from lekuches, no one's going to buy land because I don't know what the guy's going to. I know how much he paid for, and that much I know to be careful for. But beyond that, it's unknown, and therefore that you cannot collect from the chasam shabbat, only from the chasam necharim. Now v'mhikarba, let's say the consumer recognized by this land that he's buying shehi gezula, that it's stolen, and he knew that kish lekacha when he was buying. Then you only collect from the gazan the principal itself and the amount of the expenses according to the value, as again, like we said, that he could collect from the nigzal. But he loses out the other shevach more than the expenses itself. That he doesn't get to collect from the gazan. Let's say his expenses were more than what he increased the value of the field. Then Bein Shehika Bashigzula, whether he recognized that it was stolen, Bein Shalehika, whether he didn't recognize, Ein Lo Minat Tzol, he only gets from the expenses, Elishir HaShevach, rather only according to the amount of how much he increased, Nutim Ba'al Tzol is how much he takes from the owner of the field, Ba'karen Nutim La'Gazim Al Chazim HaShevadim, and the principle, like we said, that he could take from the Gazim, from the incumbent properties, from those that were sold of Tavis. Halacha Ches, HaGazil Tzol Mocharev, someone steals a field and he sells it. Ba'achal HaLekech Peres out. Now, similar like we're saying, to join the parallel, and the buyer consumes the pears. So we calculate for him all the produce that he ate. He has to pay that back to the owner of the field. The reason for that is because really, land is not stolen. And it's in the possession of the owner, and he's really consuming from the original owner, so he's got to pay that back. But he could go back and collect that from the gazan, from available properties. Again, only available because no one knows how much pears are going to be. Now, the mikrobash shikzuli, but let's say he knew when he bought it that it was stolen. The ain't like pears. Then he doesn't get pears, just like he doesn't get the shvach, as we said in the previous halacha. Vein the good from the gazan, he can only collect from the gazan the principle itself. Halacha Tes continues regarding if, let's say, the gazlan goes and buys the field from the nigzal, as follows. Let's say someone sold the field, which is not his, so to speak, stolen field, he sells it to someone else. So his sale is not a sale, and the buyer didn't buy anything, like we explained in Perek Ches Halacha Yadal, because it's not his, he can't sell what's not his. But let's say, the robber, so obviously you're selling what's not yours, you're a gazan, let's say he goes back after he sold it, and he goes, now he buys it from the original owners, from the real owners. So actually now it's going to be maintained in the hand of the one that he sold to, the buyer. Now that's going to be affirmed what that guy bought from the gazan, because when the gazan sold to the buyer, he was selling all the rights that he has in this land, even a merit that's going to come at a later point in time after he already sold it. And the reason for that is going to explain, because everyone, even the gazan, wants to maintain his trustworthiness. So now that he subsequently bought it, it's actually just to give it back to the one that bought it from him. And even if the gazan had only given this as a gift, because the other when it was still, so to speak, stolen in his domain. But once he goes back and he buys it from the real owner, so now it's maintained in the hand of the one who had received it as a gift from him. The reason is because that's why the Gazan put in so much effort until he was able to go and really buy it from the real owner, to maintain his trustworthiness and to say, I didn't give you something that was not mine. Look, see, I got it for you, and now you can keep it. And that's what something we could assume that that's why he bought it from the real owner. Halacha yud. Lefikach, therefore, im tova halakeach as a gazlan. Let's say the buyer is taking the to court. He's claiming from the gazlan. Because you saw me, you feel it's not yours. And then he was held guilty in court that he has to pay him back, and he doesn't pay him back. And he went so far as, so then he's not paying back. So the courts go and they start making announcements regarding the assets of the Gazan, so that they could collect from it, sell it off, and pay up the buyer. Then the achashes, once they really started the announcements, the Gazan now goes and buys that property from the real owners. In that case, it's not going to be maintained for the possession of the buyer. Because once you see that it went so far that they even make announcements on his properties, it's already been revealed that he's not trustworthy. And therefore he's not buying it from the real owners to maintain the owner. He's buying for himself. He really wants the stolen thing. And therefore, he buys it from him just to be able to get it. But the truth is, it's not necessarily going to go to automatically to the lekech. Halach yudalf. Lekocha agazim in abu'olim. Let's say the gazan buys it from the owners. Achar shem mechara kishigzula, like as we were saying in the previous cases, after he had already sold it to someone else when it was stolen. But then, so he subsequently buys it, which in the previous cases we had said, oh, that he's buying because he wants the lekech to get it. No, v'chazim mechara la'achar. And then he goes and he sells it to someone else, which for sure, if he had sold to someone else before he even bought it from the Nigzal. But even if he bought it from the Nigzal, which you would think it would go to the first Lekeach, no, he sells it to someone else now. Or in the son of Bematana, or he gives it to someone else, or Hirish, or he bequeaths it to someone. Had a Gila Daitis, obviously he's revealing his intention, that he doesn't want to maintain the Biyadzeh Shalakacham and the Kishayz Gizula to the one who had bought it from him when it was stolen. So again, that's not going to go to that person. Let's say the Gazim just, he stole from someone that actually, who, let's say an uncle of his or whatever it is, that now he's actually inheriting it from that one who he stole it for. Again, it's not going to retain the halakech. It's only because he put in the effort to go ahead and get it, but if he just yarshened it, that won't prove that it's going to go to lekech. Halachid beis. Gevaha gazan b'chayver. Let's say the gazan actually goes and he collects that stolen, it was really not his, and he sold it to someone else, but then he actually, that person that he stole from actually owes him a debt, and he quote-unquote collects that field from his debtor. So it depends. If really the one that it was stolen from originally for, his debtor, has other properties, but the Gazan tells him, no, I need to collect this one for the dead. So why is he specifically wanting that field? Because he wants to maintain it, his trustworthiness to the one that he had sold it to, and therefore it is going to go to the Lekech. But if let's say the Nigzal doesn't have any other properties, then who said it's going to be maintained by Lekech? He just wants to collect his debt, and therefore it's not going to go to Lekech. Let's say the owner, the real owner, gifts it to the gazlan as a matana, as a gift, meaning after he had already sold it, this gazlan had sold it to someone else, and then this guy hears about it, you stole it from me, you sold it to someone else, he gifts it to him. Where? There, kanolakech. So we're going to say yes. Unlike the case of Yerusha, the original buyer will acquire it. And we don't say, wait a second, this gift came by itself and it's just like Yerusha, which you said in Lochayal, Yeraf, that Lekech does not get it. No, it's not true. Because she'id le'tarch le'balam, if this Gazan wasn't, you know, putting effort into with the original owners and trying some type of approach, Lohayan Nisim Mabaton, they would not have just given it to him as a gift. So obviously he's doing something to appease him to get it as a gift from him. And why did he put in the efforts? So that he should be able to merit it rightfully, to maintain his trustworthiness. And therefore, for this kamiel kech, and therefore it will be maintained in the hand of the buyer in this case. Look, doubt continues regarding if the gazlan buys the field from the nigzel, but forcibly. So someone steals a field. Now, he so to speak steals it, he takes possession, he gives it, whatever he does with it. Now, after he stole it, the Hochza Gazan has already been presumed, he already has a status as a Gazan on this field. Then, Chazal Kacham Abalam Rishayim, he subsequently goes and buys it from the real owner, the guy who he stole from. But Vatan HaNigzal Amr, the Nigzal, the one who stole from, claims and he says, look, Anusayisi b'shosh mechati aloi. I was compelled at the time that I told it to him. We b'shalelu daiti mecharti, and not with my consent did I sell it. It was only machmas gazel nusa because he's a robber and he was robbing me. So the halacha is leizach hagazlan. So the robber does not therefore merit in it. Even if you have witnesses that in front of them he bought the field from the nigzel subsequently. Doesn't make a difference, but the field goes back to the real owners. And they give back the monies that he had paid for, they give back to the Gazan, and they get to keep their field. Now look at this. When we say that the money is given back to the Gazan, the money that he had given to the Nigzel to subsequently buy the field, is Kashi Ido Edim, is only if the witnesses testify, those who saw the sale, they say they saw the money being counted out, which was given from the Gazan to the Nigzel. So they know that the Gazan actually paid the money to the Nigzel. So then you have to give that money back. It just, the field goes back to the victim. But if they only testified, Shabala Karka Mocher LeGazlan, only that they know that the owner of the field had sold it to the Gazan. And that Behoidu Lebifneim, and that he admitted in front of them, that yeah, the Gazan had already paid him this and this amount of money, but they didn't actually see the transfer of the money that it was counted out. Now, subsequently, Vanigzel Tain, really the victim claimed, Shalay Nusnali Dum. The money was not given to him. But Amachmas Zero Hoidle was because he was afraid that he had to admit and say, yeah, he already gave me. So in the Gazan Klum, actually the Gazan doesn't get anything. Doesn't get even money for the field that he has to give back to the Nigzel. Rather, you extract the field from him without any monetary compensation. The reason is, because this that the victim had admitted to him that he got the money was Elam Nehapachat Keshaton, only because he was afraid when this guy was claiming. And since this Gazlan has already been established, as we said, as a Gazlan on this field. So if regarding this land, he has a chazak of a Gazlan which is not trustworthy. And if we believe the Nigzel, that he really wasn't given any money. Halacha design, Ein bal hasada, moreover, the owner of this field does not sarach, does not have to lasas meida, does not have to have already filed a protest al mecher zeh prior to the sale, meaning to tell witnesses before it's being sold. He says, look, I want you to know, I'm going to admit I'm going to be selling it, but the truth is I'm being forced, and therefore it's not really a valid mechira. Doesn't have to even do that. Because since this person that wants to buy it from him has already been established that he's a robber on this field, and therefore his proofs are not proofs, and therefore the victim doesn't have to put out a protest even before then. And therefore this halacha of a robber is not the same as the halacha of ha'ines chaver, if someone forces his friend, but tolo isay, and he suspends him and he hangs him from something until he sells it to him, they're fundamentally different. Shazah ha'ines, because this one who's forcing, in it's a ligzol, doesn't want to steal it from him, just wants to force him to sell it, but ligzol it, and he hasn't stolen anything yet. Lafikach, therefore, in this case, In the case of the einus, and not in this case, if the seller did not establish a protest of that he was forced beforehand, mimkar kaim, there the sale is going to be valid because you have to show beforehand that you really don't want to. But here by the gazan, you don't have to do that because we already know he's a gazan, and therefore even if he's not even putting out the protest, we know that it was inappropriate what the person that was trying to force him, and therefore he can get his field back and possibly not even have to give them back the money unless we actually saw that the money was counted out from the gazan to the nigzel.